Jim Harbaugh won't start running football practices at Michigan until next month, but he's already recruiting. Staying in the news is one way the former NFL coach is attracting the attention of potential new players. This week, Harbaugh was photographed meeting with troubled NFL prospect Jameis Winston and eating pizza at a Michigan basketball game. More on unorthodox college football recruiting practices is coming up on Only a Game. Women's sports and their coaches tend to get far less attention, but 60% of women's college coaches have at least one thing in common with Jim Harbaugh. They're men. Today, we begin our show by looking at who's coaching women's college teams in the post-Title IX era. Shannon Miller's had a pretty good run at the University of Minnesota Duluth. She built the women's hockey program from scratch and has won 5 national championships in 15 years. But in early December, Miller was told she was being let go at the end of the season. Dan Crocker reports.
Shannon Miller was lured to Duluth after winning a silver medal coaching Canada's Olympic team in 1998, and she hasn't stopped winning since. Her 5 national championships are the most of any Division I women's hockey coach. So are her 15 NCAA tournament wins. So when Miller was called to a meeting in December to discuss her next contract, she was expecting an extension. Instead, she was given a letter of termination for June.
They just stared at me and I said, well, why? And they said, financial. We've been telling you the university's having budget difficulties, and it's strictly financial.
Miller says her second question was, why now, in the middle of the season, after her team had just reeled off 12 wins in 13 games and was ranked 7th in the country?
I think when somebody comes in and builds a program and makes an international powerhouse, and the program wins a university 5 national championships, you would expect to be treated with some level of respect in your athletic department.
University of Minnesota Duluth officials declined interview requests for this story. But in an interview with a Duluth TV station after the announcement, athletic director Josh Berlow repeatedly called Miller's dismissal a tough business decision.
We're at a point where we're not able to sustain the highest paid coach in Division I women's hockey salary. Our institution is working through some significant annual shortfalls. Athletics has been challenged to balance its budget.
Miller's base salary is $207,000. By comparison, UMD's men's hockey coach, Scott Sandelin, who has only one title to his credit, makes $235,000. The university is facing a severe budget crunch. Administrators are working to cut a $6 million recurring deficit. Still, outside experts found the university's rationale for Miller's dismissal difficult to understand.
To me, this really is a game changer for women in the coaching profession.
Nicole Lavoie is associate director of the Tucker Center for Research on Girls and Women in Sport at the University of Minnesota.
From all the research that I've read and conducted myself, I have never in the history of women in coaching heard of any coach being fired because she was paid too much. I also have not heard this for any male coach. I have not heard it for any coach, period.
Since the news broke that Miller won't be brought back, experts across the country who study women in sports have speculated that her firing is as much about her gender and the fact that she's gay as it is her salary. Since the landmark Title IX law was passed in 1972, the number of female athletes has increased nearly sixfold, but the number of female coaches has plummeted. 40 years ago, about 90% of all college women's teams were coached by women. Today, that's dropped to 40% and only about 12% in college hockey. Miller notes she's the only female coach in her 8-team division.
It's really sad. It's wrong. These young women need a female role model to aspire to be. And here we are. We've got 3 women, all female coaching staff, doing fantastic. All of us former Olympians. Why wouldn't you embrace that? Why wouldn't you hold us up and celebrate our success?
After a recent practice, Miller said she's going to fight the university's decision. She's retained an attorney who specializes in Title IX lawsuits.
I couldn't live with myself and walk away being treated like this, me personally, my staff, this program. This program deserves to be treated so much better, and so do I.
But for now, she's focusing on her players as they try to qualify for the program's 11th NCAA tournament in 16 years. For Only a Game, I'm Dan Crocker in Duluth, Minnesota.